Chuck Chat Freestyle for Friday, September 2nd, 2016. Woo! Last day, I think. Doggies, this is Chuck, and this is the last day of the official Dog Days of Podcasting. We'll see what happens if we get more going this weekend. We just got done with the Technorama Comedy Forecast live show in Hilton Room 202 at 5:30 on... Oh, sorry, that's program response. And it went very well. Very well. We had several sketches and skits and some impromptu improv. We got to meet Crazy Joe Fiore. He came to Pizza Friday. We did Pizza Friday just after the podcast opener track. So it's been a very eventful day. Nice to have that one behind us. A lot of work at the last minute. A lot of great teamwork, coordination. We had good teamwork.
We did.
And now we are having the usual post-show party. And we have several Dog Days of Podcasters. We have some other people hanging around too. Scott Tyler, Crazy Joe Fiore, Sam Roberts, Steve Rickyberg, Clinton Elvard, Daniel the Sexy Sax Man, a.k.a. Pink Bender, Rob and Dave Slusher, and another Rob, and Craig and Mad Marv are all here. And we are socializing and having fun. And it will only be a few moments. As soon as I finish recording this, I will take out the free awkward hug sign, and we will be done some more insanity. I don't think we have any other plans later this evening. Dragon Con is going well, going very loud, as you can hear. Fun to just get together with people, meet people, talk to them. I apologize for yesterday's show. We recorded it at Gibney's, and because it was the second recording of the day, I think I may have overwritten or it overwrote, or somehow I lost the second one. I'm going to see if I can find, you can hear the sexy sax man. I'm going to see if I can find the second recording for you now that I have headphones, because that one was recorded sans headphones. I don't even know if the timing was right on the intro, but I've kind of got it down pat to where I know the music. In fact, I was going to do one of these without the music and just go, just announce it. Chuck Chat Freestyle for September 2nd, 2016, and sing you the song. Da 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 but, well, I guess I just did. So, that's easy enough. Okay. We now have theme music. Dave Slusher's getting back into his cosplay. We'll let you find the pictures for that. So, yeah, glad everybody has arrived. We're all having fun. The next event is going to be the parade tomorrow morning, so probably not going to stay up too late, although I'm sure somebody will find some reason to keep us up late. And then, yep, we've got a parade to do. And then after the parade, we'll record our Mystery Science Theater version of the movie. Invasion of the Saucer Men is the movie we are going to parody, or rip apart, or riff on, or however you want to talk about that. And then we have Saturday night fun. Next event will be the Parsecs. Craig and I have gone through the Parsecs. And I think we have that refined pretty well, but we have to be open to ad lib improv along the way. But we still want to stay close to the script as possible. So that's going to be a lot of fun. The shtick at the top of the show tonight that was probably 90% of my effort going into this show, on this day in history, took maybe an hour to put together because I had to do slides too, and got the last slide wrong. Darn it, Julie Kavner is not the voice of Lisa Simpson. That's Yeardley Smith. All right, there goes the sexy sax man. Little blonde girl, maybe 2 years old, looks at me like, what's that noise? And most of the work went into making a video. So we did a shtick about battery anxiety disorder. But before Craig could get to his skit, he says, okay, everybody ready? Recording? You got batteries good? And I said, no, my batteries are dying. I'm only at 90%. And then I run out of the room and start a video. that tracks me running downstairs of the Hilton, asking various cosplayers and whatnot for batteries. It came out pretty well. We had we did all the videography for it last night, and made do with what cosplayers we could. We had an agent from Hydra who eventually got me the batteries. We had a Star Wars character. We even had a guy on a motor scooter where I was tampering with the batteries on his scooter. He turns around and goes, "What the hell are you doing?" So it was a lot of fun, just getting up to mischievous work. And Scott Tyler did some of the video. Craig did some of the video. I did first-person kind of video. And it was a lot of fun. Turned out really well, considering what we had and the time we had to do it. It felt like one of those college projects where you just do what you can with as little as you can, with whatever you can. Now, we had a plan. I dreamt this up back in February while we were in Hawaii. I went, I think I know what I want to do. But I didn't want to lose the idea, so I wrote it down and I started storyboarding it. And the idea just sort of festered. I mean, incubated for a few months. And then I told the guys when we were putting the show together about the idea, and they said, yeah, well, I think we could do that. So everybody came together really good. We had the buzzword bingo game again in the live show. Sam Roberts won a book. We brought one of the books that comes to the studio from time to time. That was a good way to get rid of that. Also, they're going to give some of those books away to our Patreon members. Later this year, I will mail those out in thanks for the contributions they've made over the year. And hopefully we'll get some more Patreon people, too. That's fun. So huge thanks to the Patreon patrons over the last year. I'm going to cut this short. We've got other podcasts to do. You're going to hear from the other Dog Days members. And thank you very much. It has been a wonderful month. Thank you once again to Craig Stepp for putting this together. And thank you for all the participants. It's been a great community. Love the interaction on Facebook. Wish I could have been on it more often, but with business trips and medical and whatnot. The medical procedure is going well. Thank you, everybody, for the support on that. Eagerly looking forward to getting through. I will follow up with you guys probably on Facebook and let you know how that's going as the month progresses. Things are going very well. It's been fun. I look forward to next year. Hopefully my job and my personal life will let me contribute every day so I don't end up on Michael Butler's shit list. Okay. Till next time, let's see. You can find me at truckchat.com, all the other Dog Days podcasts, dogdaysandpodcasting.com. If you're a listener and you're not podcasting and you want to give this a try, reach out. Dogdaysandpodcasting.com next year. It's easy. You can just pick up your phone. You don't need a professional studio. You don't need to invest a lot of money. You can just do this. Dogdaysandpodcasting.com. Till then, binary high five 101. I love you too.